It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
Our favorite black businesses.
That's right. That's right, Truth Nation. This is one of Telly and I's favorite, our favorite segments of the week. It is Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, and it is powered by We Energies. Energy that you can depend on. Call in right now at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own black-owned business or a black-owned business that you love. Again, y'all, this is free 99 marketing. Free 99 promotion for your black-owned business. So let Telly and I know right now by calling the Truth Talk and text line 833-212-1017 so we can hear and shout out your black-owned business. Now, in the meantime, before break, Taylor Swift, we all talked about it, endorsed Kamala Harris. It drove over 406,000 people to the voter registration website, which is vote.gov. Again, please confirm that you are registered to vote by visiting vote.gov. And if you have not, you can go to vote.gov as well to register to vote. Now, as Telly had shared with us, Caitlin Clark piggyback off of Taylor Swift's Instagram post by liking it and saying, yes, I like this post because at the end of the day, we have to do research, we have to understand policies, and you have to vote for who you think is going to be the best person based on your research. And she liked Taylor Swift's post. Now, the underlying message could be, I too am voting for Kamala Harris on November the 5th. That's not what she said, though, but she did say she has an amazing platform and she also wants to reiterate the importance of voting. Now, my question is, we have yet to hear from Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, Beyonce did allow or permit the Harris Waltz campaign to use Beyonce's song Freedom as the official campaign song. So when you see Kamala Harris walk on that stage, which you've seen before, you're hearing Beyonce's Freedom in the background. Okay. But Beyonce or Jay-Z has yet to endorse any presidential candidate. My question is, Truth Nation, if Beyonce and Jay-Z came out and said, we support and endorse former President Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, would you vote for Donald Trump? On our Truth Talk and Text line, Telly, Brandy said, hell no. Paul said, absolutely not. Rachel says, I think the fact that Beyonce immediately allowed her song Freedom, awesome song, by the way, to be used for Madam Vice President speaks volumes. Interesting. Would you agree, Telly?
Yes and no. I think you can look into it a couple of ways. Like you know, on the surface, you could say, well, if she's letting her use her, you know, music, maybe that's the candidate she's leaning towards. Or maybe it holds down on the controversy if she doesn't allow. You know what I'm saying? It would be a huge deal if she said, no, you can't use Freedom, you know, pick another song. And people would have been like, so you're not going to allow her to use it? So you must be with Trump. So, again, it probably, regardless of who she is affiliated with, it was easier to probably just go ahead and allow her to use it. But
okay.
But I have my
own theories. It's Friday, Telly.
I have my own theories about Jay-Z and Beyonce. And
yes.
I know that Jay-Z's affiliation with Robert Kraft and the NFL and then there's some other things that in terms of prison reform that Jay-Z has been on the other side of the fence on. Let's just say that. And so I think that they're being very careful in what they do and how they move in this political season. Let's just say that.
And I completely agree. Now, what's interesting, and thank you, DJ Ricky, for this fact check. We're going to get to you right away, Dante. Interesting. when Madam Vice President, excuse me, Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton ran for president back in 2016, Jay-Z and Beyonce performed at the Get Out and Vote concert, which took place in Cleveland, Ohio, on November the 4th.
Interesting place.
Now, I don't know what the election day was in 2016, but November the 4th has to be very close. So maybe they're waiting till, you know, but I'm with you, Telly, when, okay, it's truth be told, I'm just going to say it. I think that Jay-Z, in some shape, form, or fashion, benefited from some pardons from President Trump. I'll just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a fact. That's not a fact, Truth Nation. But I believe that Jay-Z benefited, whether it was indirect or direct, friends, relatives, whoever, getting pardoned by former President Donald Trump.
That's all I'm saying. There's some connections there. And it's a reason why that you had, I mean, because people be like, man, 50 Cent crazy, this, that, and the other. Well, there might have been, you know, some behind-the-scenes deals that have made people, like we said the other day, if you get me out of jail, I'm with you. Let's just say that.
Period. Now, you can let us know how you feel, Truth Nation, on our YouTube message board. We have a poll up now. We've already received a significant number of votes. If Beyonce and Jay-Z endorsed a performance for Trump, would you vote for him? I'm going to place my vote right now. 100% so far, the votes that have come in have said no.
Yeah.
Someone on our YouTube message board said, nope, not voting for Trump, no matter who endorses him. Vice President Kamala Harris is the truth. All right, well, we've got our first, as we continue to hear from you, Truth Nation, regarding celebrities' influence on presidential elections. We've got our first Black Friday Black business owner call. Dante, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is the Black business that you want to shout out?
Good morning. It's a pleasure talking to you. First time caller, long time listener. Critter Catchers Pest Control. Been in business for about 21 years now. One of the only 24-hour businesses in Milwaukee. We service everything from ants to bed bugs to raccoons and squirrels.
Oh, wow.
Over 24 hours, phone number is 414-255-4783. Call me anytime. And we're the only business where you can actually call and talk to the owner. And the owner shows up. Yes. Critter Catchers Pest Control, 414-255-4783. When they bug you, bug us.
I like that.
Ooh. I like that. Yeah, that was smooth.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Dante, you got to run that
back. This is the first time Telly and I have ever done this. You got to say that one more time. Now, start from the beginning. Your company name, your business name, your operating hours, who you are, and then again, your company mantra. Do that one more time, brother, because that's amazing.
You know what? I perfected my elevator speech. You gotta be able to give somebody everything you can in the time that they get on the elevator and the time that you get off. It's Critter Catchers Pest Control, located in Milwaukee. We serve all five counties of Milwaukee. We're open 24 hours a day. We serve everything from ants to bed bugs, roaches, of course, but we also do animal trapping, raccoons and squirrels. The only 24-hour company in the city where you call and actually talk to the owner. And then the owner actually shows up. I do my initial inspection myself. Again, our phone number is 414-255-4783. 414-255-4783. When they bug you, bug us.
There it is.
Boom.
I have to say this, Telly. In the history of us promoting Black Friday and inviting Truth Nation to call in and support their or shout out their Black-owned business or others. And it's not a competition, but that brother right there, what? Like, I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
Because I know I've had. He said, 24 hours.
You talk to the owner.
When they bug you, you can bug me. I was like, what? That's a bar.
Yeah, dog.
That's a bar. Dude. Bar, yeah. Like that. He bar. Killed it.
No, but like you said, DT, I mean, this is it's kind of messed up to me that it has taken this long, but this is exactly what we want. Every Friday, call, get the free advertising, the free marketing. Let us know what your black-owned business is, and we will do our best to push it out and get you as much business as you possibly can.
That was perfection.
Yes,
like,
it
for
was.
Real.
It was.
And I love how he said, because that's one thing that irritates me more than anything, is when I contact a company's customer service for, you know, maybe if I want to schedule an appointment or have a question, and you got to talk to a robot and hit the number one for this.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I love how he said, you call me, I'm going to answer.
And look, bugs, rodents, they don't have business hours. It ain't like at 5:30 roaches be like, you know what, we did our job today. We good.
We gonna call today.
We
dog.
Gonna call today.
5:30.
Let's roll.
We put
on.
In some good work today, y'all.
Let's go find a dark place until they turn the lights on again. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you may have bed bugs at 1 a.m. You may have something bothering you at any times of the night. And you can't just be like, you know what, man, these bed bugs.
Let's call it night, y'all.
I'm going to holler at them in the morning, man. I'm going to just go ahead and try to get some rest. No. Man, that is a great idea, great concept.
You know what, Telly, don't say nothing for the rest of the show because I can't breathe. Telly was like, do rodents have business hours? Amen. You did a good job today on that one house, man. You did a good job. You know what? Take tomorrow off.
Yeah, I irritated the heck out of that family over there.
Take the rest of the day off.
Take the rest
You're
of the day off.
You're listening to the best.
We attacked that barbecue.
Don't say nothing for the rest of the day. Hey, you guys, we got a big day tomorrow. It's the cookout, so everybody get their rest. 833-212-1017. Shout your black owned business Black Friday. Telly, don't say nothing to me during the break, okay? Don't talk to me. Y'all stay locked till we come back. And don't forget, Telly, Truth Nation, today is a very special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly, because we are going to be honoring and paying tribute to Frankie Beverly, who passed earlier this week. I don't know if I'm going to let Telly talk for the rest of the show because he got my stomach hurting, y'all. Telly is a plum fool. Stay locked in, y'all. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's football season, and the Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. We have a great matchup for you this Friday night, tonight, as a matter of fact. The Marquette High Hilltoppers travel to Germantown to take on the undefeated Germantown Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on the Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
And speaking of one call, that's all. We still have time. Shout out your black-owned business. It is Black Friday, powered by We Energies. Energy that you can depend on. This is why I love the Truth. This is why I love this station, because we are offering, as you deserve, free 99 marketing. So make sure you get, as we wrap up today's show, those last shout outs of your black-owned business or a black-owned business that you know and love. And speaking of black-owned businesses, Truth Nation, I got to remind you that at Old National Bank, they know that there is nothing small about keeping up a small business, and that is why they have developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker today. So make sure, if you're thinking about, as you just heard, that incredibly perfect shout out of the black business that just called in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about starting a black-owned business, contact Old National and definitely stay locked into the truth, because we're going to make sure that you have what you need in order to be successful. Good morning, Brian. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I just want to push back on the entertainers coming out and promoting their form of political justice, I guess. But I would see, the thing about rich entertainers, they're going to win either way. It doesn't matter if a Republican gets in office or a Democrat gets in office. Their lives are not going to be changed either way. They're still going to. So for people in middle class or everyday Americans to follow what rich folks do is really kind of asinine. Excuse my French. But I think the Democrat policy is the problem with America. So voting for anybody that promotes a Democratic policy, quote unquote. Now, personally, I like Kamala Harris. She's a nice looking woman, and I'd much rather see her in a position like that, but probably in a position like that where it comes to legislation or something like that. Maybe she needs to work at The Hague or something like that. I think she would be really good working at The Hague. But as far as managing a country of people with various opinions and various differences, I think the Democratic way and the Democratic policies only have one way. There's no tolerance for conservative folks in a Democratic system. There's not. They don't tolerate a form of fairness. They want you to be a certain type of way. They want you to be like Caligula, where everybody's wild opinion is okay. In fact, do as thou wilt was on Jay-Z's t-shirt. That's the type of society we're in now. That's the type of society that Democrats, the Democrat policy, the Democrat machine promotes.
Thank you.
All right,
for your
well,
call,
Brian, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you sharing your perspective as always.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
In terms of how we allow or even entertain celebrities' endorsements. Now, on the YouTube message board, some folks are like, Denise, are you for real?
Yeah.
Like, are you for real?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, that's a valid question.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, there were a number. Okay, so is this truth be told? Let's just keep it real. The vast majority of Swifties are white teenage girls between the ages of, I would say, the tweenies, like 11 through 18. That to me is the majority makeup of Taylor Swift's fan base. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those young, white, you know, middle class, rural girls have parents who might be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that wasn't a focal point in the households of Swifty fans, especially those that are about to turn 18. See, this is why this is so significant, because you have a number of Swifty fans that are going to be turning 18 between now and November the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have very well been a significant number of those 466,000 people that went to vote.gov to register after Taylor Swift's post. And so this is significant. So it's not the question in terms of how celebrities influence how we vote. It may not resonate with you, but it's real.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Let's not act like that is not the reality of the situation, because let's go back, and it's been on both sides. Okay, yes, Taylor Swift has come out as the latest and biggest entertainer to endorse Madam Vice President Harris, but let's just look at the lineup at the RNC the night that former President Trump gave his speech. He was preceded by Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, and Dana White. Dana White has how many UFC influence? I mean, how many UFC fans are there out there? Tons. Mm-hmm. And those are a lot of votes. And if people like Dana and Dana likes Trump, guess what's going to happen? Those votes are probably going to go to Trump because that's their guy. And
Tom Brady, too. Tom Brady endorsed former President Trump when he ran back in 2020.
Exactly. Along with Robert
Tom
Kraft.
Tom Brady.
And along with Robert Kraft and a bunch of people. So here's the thing with that. I definitely think that, yes, it is. They have quite the influence. If they didn't, then they would have other people speak at their conventions. They would have, it wouldn't be a big deal for someone for like me to come out and say, hey, I endorse Trump. You know, people would care for about 3 minutes and then they're going to move on. But these people clearly move the needle. That's why it is a big deal when these type of celebrities are endorsing these candidates.
I got to say this to Curly Q and Facts Matter on our YouTube message board, Telly. I don't know if you can see what they had sent in. Let me just say this to Curly Q and Facts Matter, especially Curly Q, because I know she's one of our valued listeners. If that's what we can leverage to get a vote, let's just focus on that right now. Because we do live in a society that is very vain. And I'll even go as far as back as John F. Kennedy Jr., former President John F. Kennedy Jr. There's a lot of people that voted for him just based on Curly Q and Facts Matter. That reality alone. If that's how we could get a vote, I'm good with it. So, yes, Brian, the previous caller, talked about how
Ronald,
she's a good-looking
Reagan
woman.
Got votes like that. People thought he was an attractive actor.
There's a lot
come
of
on.
Yes.
Like, yeah, so
I'm good with that, y'all.
Yeah.
Curly Q. Now, here's the thing. I want to be clear. Curly Q and Facts Matter are saying, look, we getting tired of hearing about how, you know, good looking women are. And I'm with you. But as I've said before, even before the presidential election campaign took place, I have said on this show numerous times, we live in a very vain society. Social media has further amplified the infatuation with vanity, with looks. You know, that's why Ozempic and these shots that can make people lose weight in a matter of a few months versus going to the gym, people want to look a certain way because they know that in this society, we have perpetuated this stereotype that not only is leadership regarded effective if it's an older white man, but we've also become the society where you have to look a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you have to talk a certain way. So I'm with y'all, Curly Q and Facts Matter. However, if that's what can be leveraged to get a vote, I'll take it.
Yeah?
I'll take it.
Yeah. It is so interesting. And, I mean, I love to have, like, group discussions. And that's one of the coolest things about being in a fraternity in terms of having, you know, like-minded or educated men around you that have their own political opinions. And there's a lot of different deep-rooted issues that, to be completely honest, brothers either haven't admitted or don't want to talk about. And that is their disdain for women based off of their own experiences, such as like if they experience heartbreak or if they experience, like, there's no dude that's going to be like, man, old girl broke my heart. You know, like, no guy's going to say that. They're going to be like, man, forget her, bump her. You know, I can move mm-hmm. on, this, that, and the other. But they don't understand. They carry that with them. And then the longer it festers in them, the more disdain starts to come. But like, man, you know what? Man, women always doing this and women are always doing that. And then you're not even looking at policies or her trajectory to be even in this position. You're more focused on she's a woman and she probably gonna do this just because this has happened to me. So, and this was actually a discussion me and my friends were having last night. And it's like, yo, you have to also do some self inventory before you start to, you know, start to evaluate somebody else. So all these people are talking about she don't have this and she don't have that. I mean, okay, so do you have it all together? Or can somebody come in your life and say, well, you don't have a plan. You don't have policy. So I just wanted to get that off my chest because I thought that was an extremely interesting conversation that we had that a lot of brothers aren't going to talk about.
Telly, let me just say this to you. I love you. Because I've said that narrative 50,000 times on this show. But I appreciate the fact that you as a black man speak to your brothers who are listening because – I've always said, get healed. Do not go into the polls on November the 5th voting for somebody just because the other person looks like somebody who you've had childhood trauma, resentment from. Don't do that. So, Telly, thank you as a black man, and shout out to Omega Sci-Fi for having that collective conversation and you sharing that with the other brothers that are listening, because I have said that numerous times. Get healed. Do not take your resentment towards, because I'll put it to you this way. As much as y'all done made me mad and all the trauma y'all done gave me, I still voted for Barack Obama. Now what? 833-212-1017.
We do have Felicia on the line, DT. Felicia, well, good morning.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
We got to take a break.
We got to take a break. Yeah, when we come back, Felicia,
that part.
You know how I am. You trust and believe, Felicia. You're going to be the first person we come to and we take a break. So let's take a break. We come back. We're going to hear from Felicia, and we are going to get to a special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly, paying tribute to Frankie Beverly. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it is, and I don't even want to say this out loud, but it is Friday the 13th. It's Friday, September the 13th.
Oh, this is a good day.
I did check my bank account.
Oh, come on now.
Real good day.
I was about to say, you know, Friday the 13th. All right, I bet you like this Friday the 13th.
Didn't I ask you not to talk for the rest of the show, Telly? Your stomach hurts.
Talk about
y'all, if you're just
13.
Tuning in.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, you ain't scared of that bank account. You weren't scared to check that bank account this morning. I say that.
I just wanted to make sure that because it's Friday the 13th that the direct deposit did actually hit. How about that?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so am I the only one? Am I the only one that is not? I mean, it's Friday the 13th. Okay, so see, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So Jason, it's real. Friday the 13th, Jason.
Yeah, seriously, it's real.
It's real. Look, Facts Matter said my best friend in high school was born on Friday the 13th. Man, she'd be like, girl, it's my birthday. We going out. The hell we
going? Just start hearing the Jason music. Like, look, man.
Stop. See, now you're going to make me scared. I'm so scared, y'all. That's why I don't do horror movies. I've said on this show buku times where the situation where I was dating this guy. And what was that movie? Was it The House on the Hill or The Hill or something? The Hill. I don't know. But that date was over immediately. I was like, wait a minute. Where are we going? Oh, we're going to go see The Hill. No, you going to go see The Hill. Okay?
Look,
I'll see you later.
I hear that on a normal Friday the 13th. But I'm pretty sure if I text you later on this afternoon, You ain't gonna be like, Telly, I am walking around these streets of DC so scared.
I can't stand Telly. You know what? Ricky, is this a good time? Can we kick off our truth-telling hits with Telly since he's trying to be funny?
No,
can we do
we
that
now?
We
got a few on hold. Remember, we got Felicia on hold. We got to get to Felicia.
Oh, you're right. You know what, Felicia? This is what happens when you're trying to be young and cute at 50 going out in them streets. Good morning, Felicia. Thank you for holding. What is your question or comment? You're live with DT and Telly.
Hi, good morning. I've been trying to get to you guys for a while, too. I listen to you guys in the morning when I'm taking my daughter to school. The one thing I want to say is you made a comment the other morning too about name calling and how you should pronounce someone's name. And you guys say Felicia, and it's actually, my name is actually Felicia. Not to sound no way, but I'm just saying too, because it's F-E-L-I-C-I-A, not Felicia. And I always stipulate that with a lot of people too. It's Felicia.
And how does that make you feel, Felicia?
Yeah, I do make it. Don't make me feel like I'm kind of like, you know, they came with the whole thing where, bye, Felicia. You know, I always tell myself that I don't like it because, when you put some respect on someone's name, it's almost like you feel good. And it's the name I was given by my mom and my dad. So mm-hmm. It's Felicia. You know, but I'm not trying to say that with you guys that it was rude, though. I just noticed that's a thing here since I've been living here. Yeah. However, my comment is about the celebrities. I don't think it's really, and it's so, to me, it's unethical to actually think about celebrities trying to even endorse these officials because of the fact that, first thing, as a gentleman called before saying that they have money, they're rich, and no matter what happened, nothing's going to affect them. And as he said again, too, we'll do as though will, it's true, especially with that couple that you talked about, the way how this world is going and everybody is. If everybody just open up their eyes and see how America has changed, and I'm not from here, I'm from a different country, as you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys can tell. No, everybody needs to understand. I'm not saying that Trump is the best person either, but I wish we all could just come together, and it breaks my heart because there's another part of this that nobody's putting into this. It's God and religion, and we're going, this country is leaving and moving away from religion. And I'm telling you, When he said that, you guys were saying that Tom Brady and all those other celebrities endorsed Trump. But if you notice what you said, there are different people from different type of professions. The people that are endorsing the Democrats are the people who have seem like everybody's saying that they're on the other side and they don't believe in God. To me, as far as I see it, and they're moving away from God. And the Democrats are moving away from God, too. They're allowing you to do so much stuff with yourself, and it's okay. You're not supposed to be telling everybody what they're supposed to do, yes, but in a sense, there's certain values and morals because we've got to remember that we have kids that are growing up, too, and they're watching what's happening in the country. So when you're helping to push certain type of agenda, those celebrities push those type of agenda. Beyonce said, I use the pages from the Bible to stop up my mentees. Look it up. Listen to it. Taylor Swift went on the stage and she said, she made a comment about, I didn't watch the VMAs. I watched the news and they were talking about her and she started saying, oh, you know, and you know when you have that one person in your life that says something to you, I don't want to tell a lie. And then she said, and that person is turns out to be your boyfriend and she calls his name. And everybody in the audience, it was like, whoop. It was like a magic, that's a spell that she put on all of them. Everybody was just chanting and like, oh my God, yay! How does that make you so trans, going to a trans that makes you, because she said that. So that's not fair. It is not fair. And she had Megan Thee Stallion go on her stage too before. And that doesn't signify us as black people too, because it was, that stuff. No, it doesn't. Good black people then, that is influential. It's all the music industry people, and they don't do nothing apart from music. They don't do nothing else. And that couple, if you need to look into it, that couple together, they help to run this country too, and it's not fair. They should never endorse the political party. None whatsoever.
Well,
that's all I got to say, and I'm
Felicia,
passionate about it. Yes.
Felicia, thank you so much for calling. I got to ask you a quick question, though, because you had mentioned that you're not from the United States originally. Do you mind if I ask you where you're from?
I'm Jamaican.
Okay. My mother's Guyanese.
Jamaican.
I just wanted to... Yeah, my mother's from Georgetown,
Guyana. I'm Jamaican, Denise. And I really do like you a lot. But sometimes I really don't, you know, agree with certain stuff that you do say, you know, but because it's kind of biased in a sense. But I can tell that you're a lady. I can tell. And I like that. But it's just that we need to look at the part where America is not America no more. And I feel like we're going into a war. And you don't even know, DT, how much I can't help it. I can't do nothing about it. Me alone in this country, I'm just a little speck in this country. But I'm telling you, it breaks my heart. And I can't even sleep sometimes because I feel heaviness of God's presence is he's about to hit. And all of this, Kamala Harris is meant to run this country. We're living in the last days. And we need to stay away from, look away a little bit from the politics and look at how the Bible is just circling around and start to realize that we, whether black, white, Indian, chief, any one of us, come together and not look at politics. Because I'm telling you, whether I vote yes or no, which is sad, it's going to go their way. They're going to do, I don't know what it is, it is unfair, but it's going to go their way. And she did do, and she's Jamaican. She has Jamaican supposedly. And I just noticed, she did come with her thing. She came and said, and she did her homework. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm not for whosoever it is. I just want someone who's gonna run the country good, and it's not going good. The country is, there's a lot of stuff that's happening in this country that we don't know about, that they're not saying. And that side is really not, is really like gone to the Antichrist. And I know it sounds crazy, like I'm saying, but we need to look into it and put God first in a lot of these stuff that we're doing. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Felicia. Thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts. You obviously have a lot of passion around this topic. And again, thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing your perspective, as always.
Yeah,
that was a lot. There's a lot to process, but you know, that's the purpose of this show.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dante, real quickly, we have about 45 seconds before we got to get to break. Good morning. We know you called about your black-owned business, and now we know you have a comment. Real quickly.
Hey, yep. Again, 45 seconds is too long. Caitlin Clark. Liking Taylor Swift is astronomical because Taylor already did 300,000 without Taylor. I mean, without Caitlyn. But then Caitlyn come behind. You can see that the younger white demographic, especially the younger white woman, that number gonna shoot to about 700,000 by the time it's done. And these are people that unregistered voters.
Yeah.
Biden only won Wisconsin by, 20,000 votes? Is that? Back when he got elected. So those numbers will reflect. And then when I was surprised, because Taylor is country. You know, they the old white country, they love them people. Like you said, the daughter's coming from those households. And then Caitlin coming from Iowa. You know what I mean? With a different demographic, I posted it as soon as you said it. I went to my Facebook and posted it because it's just, I understood what the one brother was saying about the looks and all that type of stuff, and the people follow this, that, and the other, but they do. It's just a fact of our society. So if Caitlin Clark going and Taylor Swift going, now, I'm gonna give you an ounce of purity. I didn't like
that. I thought we had 45 seconds was too much.
Yeah,
you said 45 seconds was too much.
I'm not killing my second. Hold on. I didn't like Kamala going into the debate, but then I walked away from the debate like, would you want the one that's seen coherent, or the old mean white man that's staring at the TV? He didn't even acknowledge her. You know what I mean? So I left with a different perspective because I'm an independent voter. I left with a different perspective. But, all right, that's all I wanted to lay on y'all. I'll call y'all another time.
All right, thank you, Dante. We appreciate that. We got to get the truth telling heads, DT. Let's go ahead and get to break right away, and we just going to ride it out. Let you keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is how we do it.
I cannot stand you, Telly. Okay? I cannot. I cannot stand you because during breaks.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course you don't. So now, DJ Ricky, please, we got to bring it because right now we are going to get into, as we close out the show, Truth Telling Hits with Telly. We've had a great engaging show from our listeners, so let's just get right into it. We are going to give a special tribute to Frankie Beverly, who passed earlier this week as part of our Truth Telling Hits with Telly edition today. Let's just get right into it, y'all. Song number one.
Southern girl, don't you know? You're good to me and I think you so.
Help me out, True Nation.
I wouldn't be right here.
833-212-1017. If you want to help Telly keep his black card, either call or text in. What you think is the name of the artist? Well, we know it's Frankie Beverly.
Know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the name of the song. Name of the song.
Come on, help me out. Help me out. We ain't got a lot of time, so. I ain't got it, DT. I hate guessing and being wrong.
I want to say, DJ Ricky, I want to say it's Southern Girl.
I was going to say Southern Girl.
It is Southern Girl.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Gosh.
Yeah, right. Always go with your gut, Telly.
Right, yep.
All right, here we go. Go with your gut. Number two, song number two.
I just got to get to the first part. You make me happy.
Look, we ain't got time for all that now. What's the name of the song?
You make me happy.
Before I Let Go.
There you go. Yes. Before I Let Go. Song number three.
Well, you are my sunshine.
It's a vibe, y'all. I see y'all on the YouTube message board. It is a vibe. Rest in peace, Frankie Beverly. Telly, what you got? Name of the song.
I ain't got it. Come on. Do I got the answer on the YouTube message board?
No.
No. Okay. What about talking text? Y'all behind. Come on. Oh, I want to thank you. Is that the answer?
DJ Ricky?
That is the answer.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
I appreciate it, Dwayne, Craig. Way to come through for me.
Yes. All right. Song number four.
God, these classics. You could just let the whole thing ride.
Man.
I definitely know this one. Just want to enjoy it for a minute. But it is joy and pain.
All right.
Jordan,
you got
Payne,
that one,
right?
Telly. All right, you on a roll.
I'm
here we
on
go.
A roll now.
Song, you got it. Your black card it's staying locked in. But you got two more to go. So let's make this bring this home victory.
Yes.
Song number five.
Oh my God. Maddie. The more I've been listening to the tributes to Frankie Beverly, the more I feel like you're just going to miss this voice and miss this music. Oh, my gosh. But happy feelings. But this song is like 9 minutes long, and you don't even get tired of it.
What? Like at all. Now, I know we got to wrap up, Truth Nation. First and foremost, thank you so much for continuing to support Telly and I by listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, because you deserve the best. We've had a lot of calls today discussing differences and religion and how you feel about certain things based on your personal and core values, which is great. That's why I love this show, and I love when people call in and challenge us and share their perspectives. At the end of the day, especially as black people, the one thing I pray for our community as black people is that we become more unified. No other community is as divided. And I know the cards that have been dealt to us have been quite different from other races and ethnicities and nationalities. However, in the words of Frankie Beverly, we're going to close out this show, y'all. And this is my absolute favorite Maze featuring Frankie Beverly song. And it's a reminder, black people, how what we need to do when we do vote, when we do make decisions, when we do support black-owned businesses, it is simply three words. Frankie Beverly, take us home. Telly, you already know the name of this song. Yes. We love you. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend. Up next, Sherwin Hughes and 9 more hours of live Black Talk Radio. Black people, let's listen to this song as we close out, because at the end of the day, we must operate as one. Take us out, DJ Rick.